Audio Renaissance presents Light on Life, the yoga journey to wholeness, inner peace, and ultimate freedom by BKS Iyengar with John Evans and Douglas Abrams. Read for you by Patricia Walden.
Hello, this is Patricia Walden. It is an honor and a privilege to have been chosen to read the words of BKS Iyengar for you. I met BKS Iyengar almost 30 years ago in 1976, and I was struck by his incredible practice, vitality, and insight. Since then, I have been a devoted student of his, and I travel annually to Pune, India, learning yoga through his boundless energy, experience, and compassion. It is my hope that the words in this book will speak to you with the strength and wisdom that have come to define BKS Iyengar for me. Freedom awaits. Human life has always had the same hardships and the same challenges, making a living, raising a family, finding meaning and purpose. These have always and will always be the challenges that we humans face. As animals, we walk the earth. As bearers of a divine essence, we are among the stars. As human beings, we are caught in the middle, seeking to reconcile the paradox of how to make our way upon the earth while striving for something more permanent and more profound. So many seek this greater truth in the heavens, but it lies much closer than the clouds. It is within us and can be found by anyone on the inward journey. Most people simply want physical and mental health, understanding and wisdom, and peace and freedom. Often our means of pursuing these basic human needs come apart at the seams as we are pulled by the different and often competing demands of human life. Yoga, as it was understood by its sages, is designed to satisfy all these human needs in a comprehensive, seamless whole. Its goal is nothing less than to attain the integrity of oneness, oneness with ourselves, and as a consequence, oneness with all that lies beyond ourselves. We become the harmonious microcosm in the universal macrocosm. Oneness, what I often call integration, is the foundation for wholeness, inner peace, and ultimate freedom. While it sprang from the soil of India, yoga is meant as a universal path, a way open to all regardless of their birth and background. We have been taught to think of ourselves as Westerners or Easterners, but if we were left to ourselves, we would simply be individual human beings, not Africans, Indians, Europeans, nor Americans. When you and I meet together, we forget ourselves, our cultures, and classes. There are no divisions, and we talk mind to mind, soul to soul. We are no different in our deepest needs. We are all human. Yoga does not look on greed, violence, sloth, excess, pride, lust, fear, as ineradicable forms of original sin which exist to wreck our happiness, or indeed on which to found our happiness. They are seen as natural, if unwelcome manifestations of the human disposition and predicament to be solved, not suppressed or denied. Our flawed mechanisms of perception and thought are an opportunity to evolve for an internal evolution of consciousness, which will also make possible in a sustainable form our aspirations toward what we call individual success and global progress. Yoga is the rule book for playing the game of life. The game is tough, and you need to train hard. It requires the willingness to think for yourself, to observe and correct, and to surmount occasional setbacks. It demands honesty, sustained application, and above all, love in your heart. If you are interested to understand what it means to be a human being, placed between earth and sky, if you are interested in where you come from and where you...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?